Stop. Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, here we go. Time to lighten everything up.
Yes, please.
This is a dog-loving city, right?
Yes. I love our dogs.
I think it's the most loving dog city in the whole of the country.
I mean, you just have to step outside to see dogs and their owners wandering around Greenpoint, Seapoint all the time.
The dogs aren't just loved here. They're also very, very spoilt.
Yeah. No, well, I know all too well about that because I've been asked to be a judge in a fat dog competition. they don't quite use that terminology. It's slimming. It's to get your dog to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So they've got the before and after pictures of dogs when they were blots and now that they've lost weight.
Oh, man. And this is obviously because your dear Sally also on her very own diet.
Same situation. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now I'm a judge.
You're an ambassador.
Oh, you actually accepted the gig?
Yes. No, I'm doing it. And let me tell you that because it's a national competition.
Oh, wow.
A lot of fat dogs in Pretoria.
But they've put in the work. They're healthier now.
There's one, and it's all dachshunds, eh? It's not just a dachshund competition, but a lot of the dachshunds are all overweight. And it's their back and stuff.
Yeah.
But Brackenfell is one there. But let me tell you where the hot spot of fat dogs are in the Western Cape.
Where?
George.
That's very surprising because George is beautiful and green and you would think that people are taking their dogs outside for walks and runs.
So what are the dogs eating in George, eh? What's happening?
Food is good out in George.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So then the criteria for winning is if you, lost the most weight?
Yeah, well, it's like percentage and also the story.
Oh, you know? Okay, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Pull at the heartstrings as well.
100%, yes. Okay, so look.
Please take a picture with the winner of the dog. Sorry, when it happens on the day. I want to see you and the winning dog. Thank you.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Prank. Okay.
Now, the prank today. So you take your dogs out, you walk around the neighborhood, you know. Sometimes some people walk with dogs out of leash. Dog jumps. You don't know what your dog does all the time. You know, sometimes you aren't even walking the dogs. Somebody else is walking the dogs. So I found this guy. Now, this guy is built. He's about 6'5". Huge dog lover. He is huge. Now, he's got four dogs. He's got a male dog and three female dogs. The correct terminology, dog world, is bitches. Three bitches and one male, right? And I'm phoning him up. I live a road just above him in the same neighborhood.
Right.
And I've got a major problem.
What's the problem?
You see, because he's not the one that walks his dogs. So I've got a massive, massive complaint here. His wife's involved.
Logistics,
good day. Good day. I'm looking for Mr. Schroeder.
Yeah, you're speaking to Mr. Schroeder.
Hello. I've got a problem. I live one road up from you.
Yes.
I live in Deezer Drive.
Yes, I know that Deezer Drive.
Okay, now look. You know your dogs?
Yes.
Your dogs that go for the walks?
Okay, my dogs only go for a walk twice a week.
Now look, okay, the bottom line here is your dog has impregnated my dog. The boy, he's black, he's got some like gray spots.
Yeah, the big one, yeah.
Yeah, that one is impregnated my dog. And now my dog has had puppies, see.
Okay.
And
you saw this?
Okay, don't judge me, but I was watching.
Okay, well, what do you want to do about that then?
Your male dog needs to start paying maintenance of 100 rand per month per baby here. All right, so that's 700 rand.
No, my friend, I'm not just going to pay an amount for seven dogs.
You can have a look at the puppies. The puppies are coming out all wrong. Right, I've got
wrong. There's nothing wrong with my dog. The puppies can't come out wrong.
You see, now your bastard dog is giving me funny shaped dogs now, you see.
I don't have a bastard. That's a purebred German setter, you okay? Listen to me carefully.
What?
That's not a bastard dog or a half breed, anything. It's a purebred German setter.
And those other three slutty dogs of yours, they walk around whacking the pavements like it's Friday night on the road. Different
don't
shapes.
Insult my dogs.
when all your mongrels, you've got all different shapes.
No, I don't have mongrels, all right. Don't get insulting with me, okay?
I got a thoroughbred dachshund.
Yeah, but then you should also, then why are they getting into your court, into your yard then?
They make a plan. My dog's a very good-looking bitch.
That's my mom, folks. Hello.
Hello, Tosin.
Okay, get your lawyer. You sent me a message by SMS. This is the end of the discussion, all right?
My brother, I'll be at your house
at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'm not your brother. That's not right.
I haven't even seen the dogs, my friend. I'm not going to go on hearsay.
I don't care, and don't call me your friend. We're not friends. And don't even think about SPCA here.
Yeah, but SPCA, they'll have a chance of getting picked up by somebody, my man.
I'm not your man.
End of discussion.
Hey, you.
You don't tell me nothing. You got nothing to say.
Hey.
Shut up and leave me alone.
You keep quiet. Hey, wait.
My brew.
And I'm not your brew.
I'll be at your house in the next 20 minutes.
Best you be ready
with your mutts.
You don't go near my house.
What are you going to do? Let me tell you something. I want to see those dogs now. Okay.
Are you bringing that dog with?
Sure, what do you want? What must I bring him for? What would you like to do with him?
Surely the dog wants to see his children.
Listen, I don't know if you're looking for what the issue is here, but I've had enough. I'm about
what
to throw
kind of father are you raising there? You know what I'm saying? I need 700 rand as my final offer. I need that bastard father dog of yours to pay maintenance to his children.
Nella?
Hi, what's going on?
Libby, there's an oak number 12 diesel that's shooting me about Goofy having impregnated his dogs. He wants 700 bucks from me a month. Okay, I'm going to go there now and I'm going to tear this oak another asshole. It's as simple as that. I'm on my way there now. And then
Hello, Torsten.
Yes.
How's it? Okay.
Don't house it me. I'm on my way to your house now, and then we'll see who's house it. We'll see what happens when I get out there. I want to see those dogs. You f***ed up my lunch, and now you're going to pay the price for messing up my food.
Well,
how's that?
No. Hey, wait. Hey, hold on.
Not hey, wait, nothing, bro. You don't even know...
Look,
what are you talking about?
I'll tell you what. Your dog will give their dog visitation rights on weekends. Every second.
Oh, man. But are you a clown? Just shut up. I'm on my way.
You can have the dogs.
My dog's going to get visitation rights.
Every second weekend, you can get the dogs.
Okay, whoever the f*** you are, it's a joke's over. No, it's fine. You got me. No problem.
Okay, it's Wackhead Simpson, bro.
That can't be Wackhead Simpson. Your voice isn't even like Wackhead Simpson.
Okay, now I've switched my processor off.
I thought I'd never get caught.
Hang on. Torsten, and by the way, I've got Michelle on the other line. Say hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. But you had me going, bro. I mean, I actually had to put my lunch down, and I like to eat.
Think about what is the actual thing there in that situation.
What is the law?
What is Goofy's responsibility now?
What's the right thing to do? Your dog jumps the fence, impregnates my dog. I'm sitting with 7 puppies.
Where's the support? Where's the help?
Surely the dogs, the fathers, you can't raise them as a father.
Yeah. Is there a small dogs claim court you can go to?
There must be.
And if there isn't, shouldn't one be set up?
And this must have happened in the real world too. Must have.